As Charlotte Mason says, the question is not how much does a youth know, but how much does he care? That's a quote that sits at the front door to our school in Fredericksburg, in Texas. And what she's saying there is that a child's motivations are more important than his or her information. Information's important, data's important, critically important, a very vital part of the educational task. But if you ask yourself the question, who's the good speller? It's the child that cares about spelling. At the end of the day, 20 years from now, who will be the then adult that uses appropriate grammar? It'll be the child that cared about grammar. Who's going to do well in math? The student that cares about math. Who's going to do well in science? The student that cares about science. If you care, you do well. You see, if a child cares, he'll learn his science to the fullness of his God-given ability. If a child cares, he'll learn his history to the fullness of his God-given ability. If a child cares, he'll spell correctly, use grammar correctly, solve quadratic equations correctly to the fullness of his God-given ability. If he cares. And how does a child come to care? Well, atmosphere is the key tool there. That's what cultivates. Because again, remember, we catch our affections like we catch the flu. And we only care about those things that we have a relationship with. So if I've been in a community that cares about good grammar and good spelling, not oppressive, not beating me over the head and telling me I'm a failure if I only got 7 out of 10 right on the grammar test, but actually cares day in, day out about grammar, because grammar's a good thing and mastery of grammar's a good thing, then I'll care about grammar. I'll care about history. I'll care about science because I have a relationship with history, with science. I've enjoyed meeting characters from the past. I have some idea of who Henry V is, of who Emperor Charles V, of who Julius Caesar was. I have some sense of who Pericles is and the importance of his oration to the Athenians. I know who the great inventors were. I've read something of Columbus's autobiography, and I have met these people. They're friends of mine. I care about them, and I want to learn others. Who's going to be the student to the fullness of his God-given ability? The student who cares. And how do we care? Put them in a life-giving environment, a life-giving atmosphere, where the air they breathe is all about caring, and where it's good to be me here with you, with a history book, with a science book, listening to great music, solving a quadratic equation.